This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Nature in Art is a museum and gallery in Gloucester who have launched their Totally Tactile exhibition. This enables visitors to explore the exhibits using touch, from wood to metal, from realistic animals to abstract interpretations. There are a mix of artworks from their main collection, reference library, and other items lent for this special occasion. They're also rolling out other accessibility features, including audio guides and tablets with high contrast images. We're joined today by Hattie Revens, Collections and Marketing Officer, to learn more. Hi Hattie, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you give us an overview of Nature in Art? Whereabouts are you and what do you offer?
So we're a gallery. We're based just outside of Gloucester, kind of in between Gloucester and Tewkesbury. We're located in a Georgian mansion, so it might look a little bit intimidating as you drive up. So it's a gallery. It's all inspired by nature. We go from traditional wildlife art to kind of very contemporary sculpture and interpretations of wildlife and nature, from the sea to the seasons, not just traditional wildlife art of birds. We have over 1,000 objects in our permanent collection, and then we have lots of objects also on loan from artists in the local area, but also internationally. And then we also have an education program running that links to the gallery and arts education.
And the Totally Tactile exhibition is a chance for people to use touch to explore some of the items in your collection. How long has this been in the works?
So it's been in the works for some time. We have done a Totally Tactile exhibition some time ago, before my time, about 20 years ago. But we've had a renewed interest in it recently because we've been working on a project called Art for Every Sense. And this is about being able to offer people who are visually impaired a chance to interact with our art. We have a few people, both artists and visitors, who have become visually impaired. It's become something that we're quite interested in. And we want to be able to have everyone involved in art. You know, it shouldn't just be for people who can see or people with certain senses. So we thought actually it'd be really interesting if we start making our collection accessible. Obviously, we have a wider, you know, concern of making things accessible. And it's something that we're always working on. You know, it can be tricky in an old building, but it's something that we want to do. And then obviously, visually impaired people are a part of that group. So we want to make it better for them. So part of that project, we decided to tie it in with that. So Art for Every Sense, we recently got funding from the Arts Council and Museums Development Fund. And so this is kind of our opportunity to have the touch aspect and then roll out the audio guides and hopefully the high contrast images on iPads. So it's all kind of two projects coming together at the same time and hopefully working quite nicely for people.
And as someone who spent a long time kind of working with the collection, what are some of the standout items for you?
For me, I think it's the cheetah by Chris Manley. This is a large wooden sculpture of a cheetah running at full pelt. Its legs are kind of on the ground moving, you know, there's real movement, but there's also like a lovely feel to it. If you run your hands across it, it's very smooth, but I feel like you can feel the movement in it. Then we also have Otter. The Otter's A Ring of Bright Water by Ken Ulberg, which is a stainless steel sculpture. And an event that we had, a blind person felt like he could really get on and feel something from it. It's like two otters suspended in the air, you know, upon water or a branch, and they're kind of moving and you can feel, all it's like a cool texture, and you can almost feel the movement like a ballet from just feeling it and having that audio commentary alongside it. But then there's also other stuff, like we've got a partridge made out of painted wood, you know, a limestone seed pod. It's all about these different textures, not just what the art supposedly looks like, but the kind of different textures and feels that you get from it that I think has its own story.
Absolutely. And talking of the audio guides, what has been your process for developing these?
So audio guides has been a long process. I started writing and recording these originally in December, but they were not very good. It's very hard when you don't have the background to start describing art. But we did audio description training with an organisation called Mind's Eye, and they kind of got us on the right path for writing these audio descriptions. I'm currently still working on them, because we have over 1,000 objects in our collection, and I'm currently on 890, I think, of 1,050. So what we're doing is that we're slowly getting through recording. I've been furiously working to make sure that everything we have out in the gallery is recorded. And then also some of our lovely volunteers have been coming in shifts and recording in our council room, one of our storage units. And it's also getting those uploaded onto our devices. So we're not, because our concern was that not everyone's going to have a mobile phone coming into the gallery, because that's, you know, especially for our audience, not everyone does. And also you might not have headphones on you, you might not have that. So what we do, we managed to get funding for three like physical audio guides, which will come with overhead headphones, and they can be borrowed from the front desk and they can be taken round. And you'll hopefully have someone with you who can find the numbers on the objects. It'll be on the label. You pop that number in to the device, which has a Braille keypad, and it should be fairly familiar to anyone that uses a keypad. And then you can listen to the audio about both the artist and the actual item.
And the audio guides are launching soon, and you'll also have tablets with high contrast images available as well. When can people come along and experience the Totally Tactile exhibition?
So we don't have a specific launch event, but we will be opening on Tuesday, the 16th of September, and then we're running until the 19th of October. So I really think everyone who, even if you're sighted, should come along. It's a really fantastic opportunity to explore art and you maybe haven't been able to previously. It's so different. I think often you go around a museum, you're not allowed to touch. It's a big thing. You can't touch that. You can't touch this. And there is for good reason, because often even the oil on your hands can cause damage to an object. But we're hoping that you kind of step into other people's shoes if you are sighted, and if you're not, then you get an extra opportunity to engage with art, which you might not normally have had. And then an extra element of that is having tablets with high contrast images in, because I know some people, or as far as I'm aware, some people who have some vision will benefit from having a high contrast version of a painting or a sculpture, or being able to zoom in on it and see the details, and to have that accompanied by an audio guide, they can make more sense or get some interpretation of the art that's in the gallery. So I think it's a good opportunity that it's actually been brought to us by the Arts Council and the South West Museums Development Fund, kind of bring everyone into the art world that they might not normally have been invited into.
And if people want to learn more, where's the best place for them to go?
So the best place to go is natureandart.org.uk. That's our website that has everything that's going on. It has all our exhibitions. It has a good information about how to get here, because it can be tricky to get here, especially if you don't know the area. All our access, what we have available, how to navigate the place. There's a visual guide for people who need it. Everything about the museum is on there, and as well as the actual exhibition information. You don't need to book. You just turn up. And you can pay on the desk. It's £7.50 admission, and admission to the special exhibitions is included in your standard entry fee. Though we do say that if you need wheelchair access, or there is a particularly large group of you, say 12 plus, if you give us a call, 01452 731 422, if you need to get in contact with us.
Well, thank you so much, Hattie Revens from Nature in Art, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.